As we come to the table today, we celebrate with some of our brothers and sisters in the wider church. Later this afternoon, down at South Joplin Christian Church, they are going to formally close the volunteer center that they opened up after the terrible tornado down there some not quite two and a half years ago. And in the past 28 months, teams, some of them disciples, some of them not, have gone and stayed there and worked to help rebuild that city, clean it up, take away the detritus, the debris from the tornado, and then to help rebuild it slowly. 28 months. And we were down there a couple of times, a mission team from here, and we have, of course, sent money and prayers that way. But it's disheartening sometimes when you go on a mission trip because there's so much to do and it feels like you do so little. But the little and little and little that has happened in 28 months has done a lot. And that's some of what this table is supposed to remind us of. Feels like such a small thing sometimes that we do when we gather at this table. We take a bit of bread and we drink a small bit. But it's to remind ourselves that we are part of something much bigger than ourselves. Much bigger than ourselves. That we are connected with each other more intimately than we ever realized. And that God holds us much dearer to His heart, more than we often remember. So I celebrate that as I come to the table today. I celebrate the good work that we and others have done down in Joplin and around the world in Christ's name to bring healing and hope in the midst of tragedy and despair. And I celebrate that we can come to the table where God says, both you are enough and I have use for you. Come and be fed and let me strengthen you and send you out to do good in my name. I celebrate that as I come to the table today. You come as you are. Come as you are and be fed just as you are.